Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Stephen Cuevas with critics Amy Nicholson, Wade Major, and Charles Solomon. Let's get started with the biggest release of the weekend. It's Toy Story 4. It stars Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Annie Potts, and Tony Hale, directed by Josh Cooley and written by Andrew Stanton and Stephanie Folsom. What you think, Wade?
I love Toy Story 4. I know I'm the odd person out, but it reboots the Toy Story universe a little bit, which I know won't settle well for people. But for me, the first Toy Story film I've seen since becoming a father, and it pushed a lot of great buttons.
Charles?
I would say it boots the Toy Story universe rather than reboots it. The Toy Story 3 ended that story so beautifully, so emotionally satisfying. This feels unnecessary to me, and I don't think the characters or the universe track the way they should. I would rather watch Toy Story 3 again.
And Amy.
Yeah, I would say that Toy Story 4 is to the Toy Story franchise what the new star Forky is to this movie. You take a spork, you say it's a cool little toy. We're all like, I guess so. I mean, there's really no reason for this movie to exist.
Toy Story 4 stars Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Annie Potts, and Tony Hale. It's directed by Josh Cooley. It's rated PG and plain and wide release. The new Chucky movie, Child's Play, is a reimagining of the 1988 horror classic. It stars Aubrey Plaza and Gabriel Bateman. Directed by Lars Klevberg and written by Tyler Burton Smith. Amy.
You know, I'll say it. If you're going to watch a movie about a toy this weekend, why not watch Child's Play? Because I think this movie has actually done a better job arguing for the reason why it should exist in 2019, which is that Chucky is now hooked up to your intelligent house and he can turn on your TV set and he can also kill you. And this movie, I thought, really figured out why it needed to exist with enough throwback slide 80s gore, the kind I can't really look at, but it's there.
Wade.
Not funny enough, not scary enough to really succeed. However, Mark Hamill saves the film. Mark Hamill takes all the crazy that he's brought to the Puzzler on The Flash and to Joker in the animated DC movies, and he brings the crazy, and it elevates the film. Otherwise, I didn't care for the original too much, which is more of a supernatural possession story. This is obviously more in the Frankenstein, Terminator, technological AI run amok realm. So, I mean, it has a reason to exist. I don't think it works very well.
Wait, you live in a
that.
House with a lot of toys. Be careful.
I do.
And
I know.
Finally,
yeah,
Wild
it's
Rose.
A very small Terminator.
Finally, Wild Rose is a foreign drama from the UK. It's written by Nicole Taylor, directed by Tom Harper. It stars Jesse Buckley and Julie Walters. Amy.
Yeah, the setup here is a Scottish ex-convict tries to get her place back at the Glasgow Grand Old Opry singing country songs. It's a real place, but I will say the actual setup here is the announcement of the star, Jesse Buckley, as a major talent. I think the film is okay. I think she's incredible.
Wild Rose is directed by Tom Harper. It's rated R and playing at the Arclight Hollywood and the Landmark Theater. For our critics, I'm Stephen Cuevas, inviting you to join the full hour of Film Week every Friday morning at 11 or Saturday at noon on 89.3 KPCC. Go see some movies and have a great weekend.